Well, the Lord bless you, YouTube family. Good morning. It's June the 4th, 2015, and the Lord brought up the Proverbs 31 woman in relationship to his bride, the bride of Christ. So I'm going to share with you what he's given me here. I think Ezekiel had brought this up to me earlier in the evening, that the Lord continued to bring this up, and in respect to who his bride was and how to recognize his bride. He began, "When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. This is another picture of my bride, Claire. I can entrust my heart to her. She is there for me, looking out for my interests and being a comfort and companion, even to the poor and lonely, in whom I dwell and cry out in loneliness. She is a steadfast and unfailing prize. She does not give up, but perseveres under trial. She brings me good and not evil all the days of her life. She doesn't live a selfish or shameful life, but looks after the affairs of my household and does nothing that brings reproach upon me. She obtains wool and flax and makes cloth with skillful hands. Wool represents the work of her hands, her supportive work and efforts to build up her household, covering their needs in all seasons. And flax is symbolic of linen and prayer. She is a woman of prayer and covers my household in prayer. She reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. She continually is showing my heart of mercy to those around her. And I am continually showering my mercy upon her and all her undertakings. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. I abhor vanity and a life taken up with the superficial and fleeting worldly affairs. But the woman who respects me and lives her life unto me scorns those things that the world applauds. Give her the reward of her labors. She will be rewarded with the fruit of her labors, and her works will praise her at the city gates. She's recognized by the elders for her virtue and faithfulness, by the community reflecting my standards and living a spotless life as an example to others." And the other thing the Lord brought up in conjunction with this, he began with, "Blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in obedience to him." And when I looked it up, "You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be a fruitful vine within your house, and your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord." And I felt very much that he was saying they relate to each other. The fruitful vine is the fruit that comes from a household that's in order. Your children will be like olive shoots around the table. Here I feel the Lord is using this a reference to his family, the family of God, and his spiritual children that he has with his bride. And that was Psalm 128. And then the Lord brought to mind our relationships with our husbands, and that this is an example of a worthy wife as well. Her husband can entrust his heart to her. She's even-tempered, compassionate, respectful, and always building him up, both in her heart and outwardly in her actions and words. And those were my words. That's what I was feeling in the spirit. And, you know, getting busy with YouTube and getting a little overwhelmed with correspondence and that kind of thing, sometimes I get a little short with Ezekiel. And he has to be very patient and patient with me, which he is. And so we're slowing things down a little bit so that I can stay caught up and I don't I'm not short with anyone, he's not short with anyone, and that sometimes we just need to show more respect for one another, and especially me. I need to respect my spouse and my husband, and in whom is my covering. He watches over me and takes really wonderful care of me. But when we get overwhelmed sometimes and we're in the middle of doing something, we don't feel like stopping because we're making progress or whatever. But the Lord has taught me, you know, to stop what I'm doing and take care of his needs. And in the same way, he stops what he's doing and takes care of my needs. And we're there for each other. But we can lose sight sometimes of our spouses and lose respect because we're not paying attention. We have our mind on other things. Or we could be reading our own PR. Who knows? I mean, there's all different ways that we get involved in the world and other things and tend to miss what's going on with our spouses. So sometimes when we have projects that we have to do, we need to be even more vigilant, to be respectful, and to listen to what our husband is saying to us and how the Lord is using him to cover us. And you know, when you're in ministry, sometimes you come under attack in that area. One of the things we pray against are spirits of miscommunication. We have had a problem with that for the longest time. And half of the secret is just recognizing that there can be a tendency for miscommunication. And so it's very important to bind those spirits and to be sure that you're heard properly and the other person, and that you hear them properly. And that protects us from all kinds of misunderstandings that can take us in the wrong direction. So getting back to what the Lord was showing me in this proverb, he brought to mind our relationship with our husbands and to be extremely respectful, compassionate, even-tempered, and building him up both in our hearts and outwardly in our actions. And for husbands not to provoke their wives, for husbands to be patient, understanding, and supportive of their wives and covering them as well. It's a two-way street, that's for sure. And she covers him in prayer and has a deep, abiding respect. That was the thought that came to me. Looks out for his needs and is ready to support him, laying aside her own needs to see his. And as I mentioned before, he does the same thing. Husbands are called to do the same things for their wives. And the scripture that came to mind as I was finishing up this little message was, I beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you've been called by me. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. And that was Ephesians 4:3. So Lord, please give us the grace to live this proverb as your bride, that you might find us worthy to be delivered from the wrath to come. We love you, Lord. Thank you so much for loving us and teaching us. The Lord bless you, YouTube family, and may he give us the grace to walk in everything he's wanting us to do. Amen.